Say, we're learning Simon Sadi Gimel now. Simon Sadi Gimel is, of course, connected to Simon Kuf Gimel, which is the dinim of Nosing Tam Lefgam. The din is that a kedera she'ena bas yoima, you're not supposed to use it. Right? Kedera shebishu b'basar lo yivash b'cholof. You're not supposed to use a fleshik pot to cook milchiks in it. In bishel toch me'esla'es, it's going to be aser b'nosin tam. Right? If you cook toch me'esla'es, it's going to be aser b'nosin tam. The Rama says, tzarech l'sharen neged kol ha'kedera. The Shach points out, Sifkat and Aleph, that the Mechaber and the Rama are arguing over here, that the Mechaber says it's aser b'nosin tam. It's also Meres, I point to the Mechaber, the fleshik pot that cooks milchiks toich me'es la'es is going to have a heter ayideik to imas kfeila. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. The Ramah writes tzarech l'shar b'shishim. And the Ramah says that you have to be b'shar b'shishim because we know that the Ramah, at the beginning of Siman Tzadiches, says that we Ashkenazim don't rely on kfeila arma. We also see over here that you have to be Mishair Shishim Keneged Kol HaKedera, meaning that L'cha'ora, we're not Mishair Keneged Mashabala. Right? We don't assume, or we don't make an assumption as to how much was absorbed. Right? We assume that you have to be Mishair Shishim Keneged Kol HaKedera. Now, obviously, if you know how much was absorbed, you know, you only cooked a kezias. So we saw the din in Sadiches that you only have to be mishayer keneged a kezias. We did see a sheet of the Raivid that was quoted there in Simon Sadiches, a difference between kedera shel matachas, kedera shel cheres, in terms of whether you're mishayer omed yafeh, maybe you could take your best stab at it by kedera shel cheres. That sheet is explicitly rejected over here. The sheet of the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam that Linus Laila is Pagemes, which did get some traction in the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Gimel, but that sheet is explicitly rejected here in Sadi Gimel. Right? It says that you need that the din is Taich Me'es La'es. Point one in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval, im shoha me'es la'es kodim shebisho ba, then it's nice and tam lefgam. If you waited 24 hours have elapsed since you cooked, then it's nice and tam lefgam. So in that situation, the tavshil is mutter, but the kedera is aser levashel ba lo basar lo cholof. The pot is aser to cook meat and milk in the pot. Adkan, meaning to say that you should not use a milchik pot to cook fleishiks even after me'es la'es. This is kind of the way we live life, but there's a sheet of the Ra'ah, Nitasari. The Ritva quotes from the Ra'ah that my Rebbe the Ra'ah only had one set of dishes at home. And my Rebbe the Ra'ah kept track. And he's had his milchik dishes, and he'd use them 24 hours later for fleishiks. He has fleishik dishes, and he used them 24 hours later for milchiks. The Shulchan Aruch explicitly is rejecting the sheet of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is, as we would say, in Gansin, abgeschlacht. There is a book that's written by one of the poskim in the Beis Yisrael neighborhood, about shaylas he got from yeshiva bachrim in the Mir. Yeshiva bachrim think about stuff that normal human beings don't think about, or I should say better, yeshiva bachrim do stuff that normal human beings don't do. So they had a pair of glasses on the windowsill. They used one side of glasses for stirring their coffee. The other side of glasses, right? Glasses have two sides. The other side of glasses, they were used to stir chicken soup. So the shayla is, what the heck were they thinking? Right? That's the shayla. It's a good kasha, what they were thinking, right? But you can't ask these kashas on Yeshiva Bachrim. Lemaisa, even if you keep track of 24 hours between the Basar and the Cholav, we don't paskin like the Ritva. That seems to be often in the Shulchan Aruch. I could see calendars trying to defend Yeshiva guys in the mirror. I see the look. Now, the Ra'ah is not so pashut that he's wrong, though. You see, Tosfos on the last daf of Avodah Zarah, right? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah basically says that if your Nesim Tam Mufgam is going to be mutter, so Kedera Shein Bas Yoma should be mutter. Zok the Gemara, make a Gezerah of Ein Bas Yoma Atu Bas Yoma. Tosfos asks Akasha, I don't understand. How come the Kedera is usher? I'm not allowed to use, let's say, a milchik pat, right? According to most. Or let's say a treif pat. I can't use a treif pat even after 24 hours have elapsed. But if I cook noodles in that treif pat after 24 hours, so the halacha is that the noodles are mutter. So what is the difference between the pat, which is usher l'chatzpila, and the noodles that we say, yochlu anovim yisbo, the noodles you say are mamish going to be kosher. That's the kasha that Tosfos asks. So Tosfos answers that when it comes to the noodles, the tchila of the blia in the noodles was beheter, but the pat, the tchila of the blia, was be'isser. That's the Lashon of Tosfos, meaning that when it comes to the pot, when that pot absorbed initially, so the initial absorption of flavor was geshmak. Therefore, I make a gezeira eina bas yoima atu bas yoima. When it comes to the food, the initial absorption of the food was pogum. So therefore, I don't make a gezeira eino bas yoima atu bas yoima. That's the way Tosfos phrases it. The Rush has a different mahalach. Let me just finish two sentences. The Rush has a different mahalach. By the way, you could see this in Tosfos, the end of Avodah Zarah, and the Rush over there, and Agos Ashri over there. Those are the three perushim that we'll talk about. Or you could see it over here in the Prima Gonim, Sifkat and Gimel on the Shach. Sif Sida, Sifkat and Gimel. The Rush has a different answer. The Rush says that Chazal are not gozer on milsa d'loy shchicha. Zosel eres. Once Chazal say that you're not supposed to use a pat that's eino bas yoima, so it's not realistic that you're going to have Aza Oisvarf who's going to use such a pat in order to cook noodles. Because what you're gonna, the guy's gonna do an aveira. Chazal said, don't use the pat. Once Chazal said, don't use the pat, there's no need to ask for the food l'chatzchila. That's what the Rush says. The Agos Ashri quotes an opinion which he rejects. The Agos Ashri says that the keli is considered l'chatzchila because you can kasher the keli. However, the food. You can't kasher the food. So therefore, right, the food is already a bidyavet, and you can eat the food. Right? If you remember, we spoke about this Hagayis Ashri's Shita when we learned the sugya of kashering porcelain kelim. Right? The sugya where the Prima Gadim and Kuf Gimel quoted a position of Reb Leib of Sarvul that Kli Cheres are considered by definition bidyevet, since kli cheres you can't kasher. So therefore, right, even though we assume that we're goyzer eino ben yoimai atu ben yoimai by kalim, Reb Leib Sarvul felt that's only by kli mateches that you could kasher, but by kli cheres that you can't kasher. So we don't make a gezeira. That's a very nice idea for Blaber Sarvol, but it's rejected. The Pashtus is that we hold like either the Tosfos' Shita, that the difference between Kli between the keli that we're going to in the benyoma to benyoma and ochel that are not goes there is the tchila of the bliya. By the eichel, the tchila of the bliya is a heter, right? The rush has a different mahalach that we don't make a gezera for people who are bums. People are going to violate the avera of using a keli ben yomo, of using a keli with eno ben yomo, which Chazal already said is usher. So therefore, we don't have to make the gezera on the food. Oh, the lashon of Tosfos at the end of Avodah Zara is that by a keli tchilas liyotzai leiser by eichel. So one could learn the Tosfos if you read it precisely, maybe overly precisely. One could learn the Tosfos that Tosfos is saying the Ra'a. Right? One could learn the Tosfos that what Tosfos means is, yeah, by the Keli, Chazar went into the Keli. Tchilas bli asai le'iser. But im kainem hadavarim, so if I have a milchig pot, I can use that milchig pot lechatchila after 24 hours. One could have interpreted the Tosfos that way. However, the Prima Godim says, no siri. You can't really say that's not the Prima Godim, because lemaisa, even if you absorbed milchigs, you should not use that pot after 24 hours for fleishiks, because since I could use the pot for milchiks, so it's ki'ilu a davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? Or it's, I could say it that way. The pshat is that this pot that absorbed milchiks, why should I get involved and use it for fleishiks? So therefore, Tosfos does not really hold like the Ra'ah. However, in a situation that the pot absorbed milchiks first, and then 24 hours elapsed, and the pot absorbed fleishiks, so b'kahai gavna, I can't say the svara, oh, it's like a dumb sheishal matirin, just use it for the other gender. Pick one gender, and you, right? You can't say that, svara, because there's both genders in the pot. Milchik gender and fleishik gender. So b'kahai gafna, right, again, if 24 hours elapsed in the pot between the milchik and the fleishik, so one can argue that what's it called? One can argue that to that limited extent, Tosfos might hold like the Ra'ah, that lechatchila, you're allowed to use that pot after 24 hours have elapsed. Let's say it again. Milchik pot, 24 hours elapses, you cook fleishiks in it. Am I allowed to use that milchik pot again? The originally milchik pot. After 24 hours that the fleishiks went into it. So one could argue that if it's just a milchik pot, I shouldn't use it after 24 hours. Nitvi the Ra'ah. One could argue because I can davishational matirin. I have a hechetimtza to use that pot beheter, to use the pot for milchiks. Why get involved in the shayla? But in this situation, I have a pot that had milchiks, then 24 hours, then fleishiks. So what are you going to tell me, right? You're going to tell me, oh, once 24 hours have elapsed, so then what should you do? You shouldn't use it for fleishiks, you shouldn't use it for milchiks. So one could argue that according to Tosfos, in that situation, since it's not tchilaso b'liyasoi le'iser, and you can't really say it's a gadavah sheyesh lo matirin, so one could argue that according to Tosfos, that case would be mutter. Again, it's not true. Shulchan Aruch says that we don't use a pot lechatchila. We'll talk about the status of a pot that's both milchik and fleishik in 2 minutes, but certainly that pot should not be used lechatchila. You have been waiting so patiently, and for that, I am deeply appreciative.
Can Rabbi repeat what
the Prima Godim was the issue of reading that into Tosfos? Because although Tosfos' lashon is that the tchila is leiser, but afilu hachi, you shouldn't use this pot. Right? Let's say I have a pot that was milchiks. 24 hours elapsed. What are you going to tell me? That lechatchila, you're allowed to use it for fleishiks? Like the Ra'ah says, no. It's ki'ilu to davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's ki'ilu, this pot had milchiks in it. Mehechatesi, I should use it for fleshix. Use it for milchiks. It was milchik beforehand. Use it for, continue to use it for milchiks. Why get involved, right? There are other questions that once 24 hours, maybe on a technical level, the Gezeiv Einu Ben Yomei, Atu Ben Yomei doesn't apply, but based on other Yeridaya principles, I should not use it. That's basically what the Prima Gaon is. It's akin to Darshi Shmatun, similar to what we spoke about in the Shita, in one possibility of in the Shita of the Rif about Pas Sha'afo Imatzli Bekutach, right? That Pas Sha'afo Imatzli also Achlo Bekutach, right? It's not because we hold Recha Milsa, right? No, the Rif says, I don't really hold Recha Milsa. It's Ki'ilu, it's a Darshi Shmatun. Right, the Ran in the Durham on page 52 quoted that riff. It's a double shish matirin in the sense of since this pass is nefe imhatzli, right? So use it with fleshiks. Why should you get involved in the question? Use it for milchiks. Again, I'm reading a teeny bit of my own into the Prima Godin, but I like doing that. Yeah.
This idea of you can apply a double shish matirin an idea to notion time of time. Doesn't that depend on like how you understand the Salman Khan? Isn't that much better with the Rambam than the Abitur? If there's something that has to happen to mount this versus
yes.
The Rambam.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a fair point also, but I'm just using this riff in like very broad strokes to show that I shouldn't get involved in Shailas when...
Right? I'd argue maybe the Rambam's not a Shaila.
Okay. Right. Say that. I mean, that's a fair point.
I don't understand the deep definition of material work because I get by the pass that I clumped it with three. So now really it's meat red.
No, it's not.
Even though we say red, love, we'll see.
Right.
We think, okay, you better just use it. You eat it with regular meat.
Why?
What?
Why? So the refuses a lesson to take a definition of material.
Right, exactly. But by this, the pot itself was now used for milk and for meat.
No. That's the second case. In other words, in a case where the pot was only used for milk, am I allowed to lechatzila use that pot for meat after 24 hours? Mm-hmm. So the Ra'ah says yes. One could have argued that Tosis also says yes, because the Lashon of Tosis is tzchila soila iser. However, the Prima Gadim says no, because it's akin to a davishishal matirin. However, if I have a pot that has both milchiks and fleshiks in it after me, es la'es, etc., so then one can make a case that that should be, what's it called, right? That one, say there. That is Nikuda Mishona. Oh. You look in the Badei HaShulchan, page 223, in the Be'urim. So the Badei HaShulchan deals with this issue with the Tosfos and the understanding of the Tosfos the way we just explained it. It says in Shulchan Aruch that this pot that absorbed milchiks originally, more than 24 hours later, the pot absorbs fleshiks. So the Rama writes, Sha'ar Devarim is mutter. There's also Maris. I could use this pot to cook green beans. I could use that pot to cook green beans because the pot is not a treif pot. It is a pot that's both milchiks and fleshiks. I'm allowed to use a milchik pot to cook green beans. I'm allowed to use a fleshik pot to cook green beans. Right? So therefore, the Rama writes that Sha'ar Devarim is gonna be mutter. Because this pot is not really basar b'cholov. The pot is basar and cholov. It's not basar b'cholov. That's the way, that's the pshat in this din. Shach Us Gimel writes that I should not use this pot for basar because the pot has cholov in it. I should not use the pot for cholov because the pot has basar in it. But I use the pot for green beans. That's what the Rama is saying over here. However, Zat the Shach, Lekamon Tzadi Dalitz, if hey, no hagin le'esoyer, that the minig is to aser. Right, that's a case azoi. If I stick a spoon of the wrong gender into the pot. So the Rama writes, no hagin, that it's going to be aser. So the Shach says, that Rama in Sadi Dal Hei is Saisa our Rama over here. The Teretz is that what the Rama in Sadi Dal Hei means is no hagin lesser. We have a minig to aser. But the Iker Hadin, the Rama here in Sadi Gimel is correct. Mikra din, this pie is both milchiks and fleshiks, and I'm allowed to use it for green beans. There's a minig not to. Now, yesterday we had an event, Le'ilui Nishmas the Rav, right? The Rav's 30th Yortzeit. So when Rav Schechter spoke, he noted that the Rav is a big stickler for Minhagim. Some people say that the Rav did not believe in Minhagim, he made his stuff up. But no, the Rav is a big stickler for Minhagim. What's the pshat in this minig? What's the pshat in this minhag that a pot that absorbed both milchik and fleshik, we don't even use that pot for green beans. We don't even use the pot for pariv. Farvos nisht. Right? L'chaira, right? Should be okay. I'm allowed to use a milchik pot for pariv. I'm allowed to use a fleshik pot for pariv. So I have a pot that's both milchik and fleshik. Why should I not use it for pariv? So the Badei HaShulchan, Sifkotin Yud Zayin, the Badei HaShulchan writes that the reason not to do that is it's mechzi keklisho iser kemin shish bo tam basar v'gam tam cholav. It looks like it's awesome. It's like a Maris Ayindika thing. Okay, nice. If you look in the Yad Yehuda, when the poskim say Yad Yehuda pei hei aleph, that means Yad Yehuda and the perish ha'aruch. Yad Yehuda is like two chalokim. There's the perish ha'potzer and the perish ha'aruch. So the Yad Yehuda says that maybe one can make a case that the iser to use the pot for anything is based on halachic reasoning. Let me explain what the Yad Yehuda meant. If you remember, we saw a machlokas between the Rashba and the Ra'ah about what's the lumdus of nosin tam lufgam. Right? The belash of bekeli is the belash of bekeli geshmak, just that when it comes out, it's going to be nosin tam lufgam. Right? It will adversely impact the flavor of the noodles. But were I to be able to eat a bliya, right? The bliya inside the dofne akeder is very geshmak. That's where the Rashba says. The Ra'ah asks a kash on the Rashba. The Ra'ah says that if the belash of bekeli is really geshmak, it should be usher to use that pot entirely because it's going to be mvato es lechatchila, and mvato es lechatchila might be a din d'oraisa even. Right? That's basically the Ra'ah's kasha. If the belash of bekeli tastes good, so it should be usher to use the keli. So therefore, the Ra'ah writes that the belash of bekeli tastes bad. No? By the way, one could argue that the Ra'ah's are shtickle l'shitasai. Right? The Ra'ah holds belash of bekeli after 24 hours, there's nothing geshmak here at all. So therefore, why shouldn't I use a milchig pan, pot, after 24 hours for fleshiks? Right? The only thing you have over here is stuff that's ungeshmak. The Rashba and the other Rishonim, however, say the belash of bekeli does taste good, and therefore we can make a case that you should not use the milchik keli after 24 hours for fleishiks, because when I'm using a milchik keli after 24 hours for fleishiks, what I'm really doing is I am creating some sort of iser inside the daifnei hakeli. And that's what the Yad Yehuda over here says. The Yad Yehuda says that I have milchiks in the pot. When I have milchiks in the pot, so 24 hours have elapsed, but the milchiks in the pot are still geshmak and milchik. That milchik in the pot can't go out and aser the meat. because the second it leaves, it becomes pugla. But kol zman it's inside, it is geshmak. So when I cook meat in that pot, what I have is basar that's nice and tam in chalav. Right? It's a milchik pot. So the basar is nice and tam in the chalav. The chalav is not nice and tam in the basar. So it's unidirectional basar b'chalav. Right? It happens this way, not that way, Keith. Now, what's the din of unidirectional basar b'chalav? Right? Is there an isser? Right? You have to make a few assumptions to say that you should not use this pot, neither for milchik nor for fleishik. One of the assumptions is that there's an isser of bishul basar b'chalav on the bliyaz shebekeli. Next assumption is that unidirectional basar b'chalav is going to be a problem. The minhag ha'olam, again, based on what we said yesterday, or what Rav Shefter said yesterday from the Rav, is that minhagim are not like just made up. By the way, in this simon, you have a weird case of a minig that is entirely made up. Right? A minig of a doifin hakedera, not a doifin hakedera, the kisui hakedera, that even if it's anal ben yoma, it's going to be a problem. The Rama says, the Daki Imash goes to town in the Daki Moshe. Because, yeah, that goes, I would do a quote to Seminig and Seminig She'im Botam. That's, by the way, in a play on, right? Seminig She'im Botam. And it's Mevata Mamonim Show Yisra. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. I feel happy. The Rama says, yeah, we have such a minig. I don't know how that Rama stims with what we learned yesterday, B'Shem the Rav. No? But that's Taka, the exception that proves the rule. Right? That's the one case where you have a minig that right is against halacha. Over here, you have a minig, the shachbo, it's a minig. The minig is that this pot that absorbs milchiks and fleishiks, don't use it even for parith. Why not? So the Yag Yehuda says, because of the two assumptions, maybe it's geshmak when it's in the dolphin akadera, and maybe when, right, so the cholav is geshmak when it's over here, then the basar goes into it, so maybe I'm making basar b'chalav in the dolphin akadera, the cholav can't answer the basar, because when it comes out, it won't be geshmak, but the basar could potentially answer the cholav. Mr. Ornstein?
Yeah,
the professor is quoted that in the comments.
So,
so again, it's not black and white. It's not clear. What I would say is that very, very, very rarely are there minhagim that have zero basis in halacha. The Rama over here says that the kisui hakedera minhag has no basis. It happens that the later Sfarim, which we'll talk about tomorrow, Ezra Seshem, try to defend why they have such a practice. We don't want to say that the practice is stamazoya practice. Right? No one wants to say that. The Rama sounds like he's saying that here. Taka. Right? The Rama in the Daka Moshe says, Vasra minhag is das. Right? But the later poskim, they say something. So that we'll have to talk about on Be'ezras Hashem tomorrow. Questions, comments, observations? In Taras Chatas, he says something about how there's so much, right? Is that what he says? That there's so much Be'en that goes up there, so then, but in the Daka Moshe over here, he quotes that, and he says, it also doesn't make sense, right? Like, it's very hard to understand this minhag. Very hard. We'll have to try to defend it because it's a minig. But the point I'm making from the Yag Yehuda and from the Baalei HaShulchan is that this minhag of neither using this pot for, not using the pot for anything, neither basar nor chalav, not even for green beans, right? That minhag is defendable. Okay, gentlemen, shkoyach.